Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalms 121 and 1. It is 2 p.m. in the Dayton, Ohio area, November 9th, 2018. And it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great this afternoon, rejoicing in the Lord and glad that the Lord has blessed us with another day. You know, today wasn't promised to us on yesterday, but since today has God has blessed us with this day, all of us that's alive on this side of heaven need to be rejoicing. We are so glad and delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word love to chat with you from the Word of God. Hello, everyone. We're so delighted that you have joined us and that you have put us on your calendar for the day. Today is Friday. This is our last day to come on for this week. And on Monday, we become known at 2 o'clock hour with another show. And, of course, Monday morning, we'll be taping our program for YouTube. And we are, as I said yesterday, we're studying. We're going back to the basics. And we're going to study what God's message is for us today through the Old and the New Testament. So we hope that you will join us then and watch our show on YouTube, so-called. We will be broadcasting it through our many entities that we have been using. You know, I'm so glad that you all have joined me and listening to the program. And we, as I said, we hope and pray that all are learning and gaining something from listening to this podcast, from watching me in living colors on YouTube, and we hope that you are gaining something to help you in your Christian walk along this Christian journey, knowing the shape that the world is in. Sometimes we all need a little push in the right direction, don't we? You know, that is good for us to have at times, for someone to give us a little boost, a little push, a little nudge in the right direction. That's why we here, Chatting from the Word, we are so happy, we are so glad to come to you at 2 p.m. to share with you a portion of God's divine word. We hope and pray that you're learning. We hope and pray that you're enjoying the program that we are bringing to you at this time. We're going to pray at this time. We are praying a program. We love to pray because we recognize that praying is a way we communicate to God. And the way God communicates to us is through his word. So if you are a Christian and truly have a good relationship with your Father, your prayer life will be too with him. And you'll be able to pray to the Father and allow the Father know your need. And here we hear chatting from the word. We be happy to take your prayer request. The lines are open now. If you want a prayer request, if you want us to pray for your request, if you have a desire for us to pray for something that you've been going through, we hear chatting from the word. We'd be happy to pray for you. Our guest call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Our call-in number is 657-383-0883. We're going to wait for a little while to see if we have any callers to come through for a prayer request. We're waiting. I guess we have none, but it was the psalmist who said, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father, we thank you for so much. First of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who you allow to come down on this cruel earth and to die cross of death that none of us was not able to do, but he did it so that we all could have salvation. Prayer, Father, we come praying for the condition of the world today. We recognize, Father, that the world is in a bad shape. We pray for those that lost loved ones on yesterday in the killings in California. We pray for those that lost their homes in the fire this morning in California. Paul, we pray for those who lost loved ones at the Jewish synagogue last week. Oh, Father, we just pray, Father, for those that need praying right now, Father. Because, Father, we recognize sometimes this world can get us down and out at times. That's why, Father, we're so glad we can talk to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we can talk to you, Father, and allow you to know what's on our minds and our hearts and our reins, Father. Oh, Father, we ask that you help us and guide us and keep us in your care, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that have sicknesses right now. If you the one that have an arthritis and it's hard to walk, we want to pray for you. If you the one that bodies have diabetes and you have to take insulin and watch your blood count, we are praying for you. If you the one that just had a stroke and your body does not work like it once did, oh, Father, we want to pray for them. If you the one that have dementia and your memory not what it used to be, Father, we want to pray for them. If you're the caretaker for the one that has dementia, if you're the wife or you're the husband and that person can't even remember your name, we know it's hard. We pray for you. Father, we're going to pray for for those that unemployed right now and need help taking care of their families. Father, we pray for that young lady who's in bad shape or don't know which way to turn. Pray for that young man also who's in bad shape and don't know which way to turn. Oh, Father, we pray for the world today that they may depart from their sins and turn to you, Father, because, Father, you are in complete control, Father. Help the world to recognize that they all need you at this time. And, Father, we come praying for this program. We pray, Father, that you help us keep it on the air. Help us to continue chatting and talking about your word. Oh, Father, we pray that you be with us when we deliver the message. Pray, Father, that message may hit everyone that need to hear it and can open their minds and their hearts and come to you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, I am so delighted to be with you at 2 today. I'm so glad to be bringing this program your way. And we hope and pray that you feel the same. We hope and pray that you feel like chatting from the Word is a program that we all need. Your brother here, we recognize that as many programs like this out there. I recognize that. But I feel like this when we hope you feel the same. That Christ's word need to get out there. We don't know who we may be hitting right now. We know we're targeting a lot of people. And we pray that those that we're targeting may be able to accept the word and come to Christ. I don't know about you, but I know Christ, the Lord, wants all who are acceptable to the truth to hear the truth. And as I keep on saying, that Brother Oscar needs your help to continue on allowing chatting from the word to be on the air. And if you believe in God, strongly believe in God, and if you strongly believe that the world needs Jesus Christ, I challenge you this afternoon to help us the word of the Lord out there. Help, we need financial help here at Chatting from the Word. Whatever you can spare to give, it would be very much appreciated. We're not greedy people. We're not greedy. We just need help at times to bring a program like this to the airways. Whatever you give would be appreciated. If it's a dollar, if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 30, even 100 a month, it would be very much appreciated. Very much appreciated if you can help keeping Chatting from the Word on the air. Because your brother here, I'm not a rich person. And every month I go in my budget because I'm trying my best to keep this show on the air. My budget is down. I have nothing left at the end of the month. So if you want to be a big part of our show, because I look at this program, not just mine, but yours too, help us here at Chatting from the Word. And I want to say this about our show on YouTube. We need subscribers. We need subscribers on that show so that we can boost our ratings up on YouTube. And as I just said, I know every one that named the name of Christ knows in part of telling others about Jesus Christ. So help your brother here on Chatting from the Word. Help him. And as I've been saying, we, and most of you all have seen it, I have invited others to put their become a member of this new started on Facebook called Chatting from the Word Forum. We hope that you do that. We hope that if you have any questions that you would write them down there. If you don't call into the show with your questions, that's another way that you can ask your questions and have your questions answered right here on our program. If you're on Facebook and love Facebook, and if you're a member of our group, Chatting from the Word Forum, that gives you an opportunity to ask your questions, and we will try our best to answer them on the air. And of course, you can contact me through Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me. Like I said, you can leave a line or two on Chatting from the Word Forum. You can even leave a line or two in the comment section below this program here. And the same on YouTube. You can always email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can leave a line or two on my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And while we talking about the webpage, you know what I'm getting to say. Author one of my books. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. One book is $21.50. If you want both, it's $43. That will go towards supporting this program, also Chatting from the Word. So go to my webpage, all your book. Do it right after the show. Do it right after the show. If you care about God's word, again, I challenge you, if you love the Lord, if you truly love the Lord, and if you dedicate to the cause of Christ, go buy my books. Go buy my books. If you're truly dedicated to the cause of Christ, go buy my books. That's all I ask. Brother Oscar, don't ask too much. I don't ask too much. Brother Oscar is trying to help somebody today, and I hope and pray that I'm doing that. I hope and pray that what we're doing here on Chatting from the Word is not in vain. We hope and pray that you're learning the messages that Brother Oscar is teaching from Chatting from the Word. And again, I thank you. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I enjoy chatting from God's Word. I enjoy talking to you all on Facebook. I enjoy bringing this program to the masses. And my prayer is, and my hope is, that someone have been helped, have obeyed the gospel by listening and seeing Chatting from the Word. Our message today is going to go into a third part. We hope and pray that we can almost finish it today. Can't promise you nothing. I'm like that Energizer Bunny. I was saying never ready, but I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I keep going and going and going. You know, Brother Oscar, you've been listening to him for quite some time. You know, if he's teaching something good, he is. You know, there are lots of things you can add to it, and that's to help us all to live a better life for Jesus Christ. And you all who have your Bibles, I often appreciate that you have your Bibles. So for you all who do not have your Bibles, we're going to give you time to go get your Bible. So go get your copy of God's Word so that we can all study God's Word together, so that you can see what Brother Oscar is talking about is in the Word of God. We're going to give you time to do that. So go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We only got 10 more minutes less now. So go get your Bibles, and we're going to go. We're going to study from where we left off on yesterday. We're going to go with the same scripture, 1 Corinthians, I believe, the 9th chapter, and beginning with verse 24. We hope that you all who had to get your Bible, that you have one now. You're ready for this study. Turn with me again to 1 Corinthians 9. And let's reread what we already read, beginning from verse 24 to verse 27. Paul said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight. I not as one that be the heir under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." I like that. I like what Paul said here, because he is saying that our Christian life that we live, he is measuring up to one that runs a race. And as I said, I have never been to a marathon. I only see them on a TV set. But usually when one is running a marathon, he trained for that race. And he basically knows if he put in the time, if he put in the training, that he will finish that course. And on yesterday, we talked about having some good coaches, didn't we? We talked about having a good coach. Having a good coaching team. Usually the best runners have a good coaching team. And if they are going to have a good coaching team, that coach or that coaching team run them through some vigorous exercises, don't he or don't she? Because that coach knows the fact that if they want that runner to have the right stamina to stay in the race, it takes a lot of exercising. And God tells us to do that too in our Christian life. If we want one day to make it to heaven, if we want to stick in the race that is before us, we need to also put in time and effort to exercise. See, that's the point to most of us. When it comes to God's Word, we do not want to study. We do not want to take our time to exercise ourselves in God's Word. Most may say, "Well, Brother Oscar, I just don't have time. Brother Oscar, I just work too much. Brother Oscar, this or that. When can I find time to exercise in God's Word?" Let me read what Paul told Timothy. Excuse me. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul said, "But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profit little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of a life that now is and of that which is to come. Here Paul is telling Timothy that we need to train ourselves. We need to be trained. We need to exercise in godliness. We need to exercise in doing what's right. We need to exercise in obeying God. We need to exercise in studying God's word. For Peter said that we, just like a runner who has a strong desire to run that marathon, has a strong desire to finish the course, have a strong desire to make it to the finish line. We as Christians must have a strong desire of a sincere milk of the word. Just like a newborn babe, is first in the world. They don't eat meat, do they? They start out on milk because they cannot digest the meat yet. So they start out on the milk. And if you are going to make it to the finish line, and the finish line here is make it to heaven, we must have a strong desire for the milk of the word. I believe this is another problem that many are having today, is because we do not have a strong desire for the milk of the word. You know, many of us, we have a desire to do everything else, don't we? Let a good book comes up, we have a desire to read that. Let some big time movie star come to town. We'll break our neck to see him or her. Let a big time singer come to town and the tickets are $200-$300 a ticket. You buy that ticket. But what about God's word? What about going to heaven? Sometimes I must wonder about the world. If the world desired to just go to hell in a little rowboat, or to go to heaven. I don't know about you this afternoon, but my desire is to go to heaven. My desire is to learn as much as I can by God's word. My desire is to live as God wants us, want me to live. And we hope that is your desire also. Just like the runner, your desire must be very strong if you truly want to go to heaven. If you truly want to go to heaven, you got to have that strong desire. We're going to end it here. We run out of time. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the message. We thank you for your words, Father. We thank you for this program, Father. We thank you for each listener that listens, Father. We pray that you be with them, guide them through the rest of their day. We hope they have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We'll chat with you again next time, Monday. You'll be on YouTube and Monday at 2. See you then. Bye-bye. Have a grand day.